your own worst ageist when it comes to the idea it was just too late for me. What do you say to women who come to you with that kind of an opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think, and like you're talking about, like the whole wellness piece, like what I say all the time is that if it doesn't come out of your mouth, it's going to show up in your body. And so we are holding things in. And so, again, it begins with just speaking it, being okay with speaking it and saying, you know, not that I'm too old. Maybe the better question is, what can I start doing now? You know, what part of me, how do I incorporate that part of me back into my...
Hi, I'm Glynis Woods Mullins, and I love to help women to vibe, to be more vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and empowered in midlife. So come on, let's vibe.
You know, even women after 40 can dream. And I shouldn't even be saying even, but sometimes when I'm talking to my younger sisters, my 30-somethings and 20-somethings, they're like, wow, you're doing all of this and you're 67 or almost 67. And I'm like, wow, no, even women in their 60s can have dreams. But the question is, how do we get there? You know, a lot of us dream about it, think about it, but we don't actually do it. In my case, I dreamed about it and then I did it. But it was really scary along the way because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. It was just kind of like trial by fire. But what if you had somebody to help you with the trial part and help you kind of zero in on the things you need to do to build your dream? That's why I'm so excited to have with us today, Roz Clark. She is a dream doula and she has such a fantastic background. She's been an honored guest on PBS for The Unsung Hero and featured on our great friend, the Tony Robbins podcast, and as a force for good. And she works tirelessly as an advocate for the performing arts and special needs community. Her philanthropic endeavors include partnering with the likes of Target, Chase Bank, and the legendary Clive Davis. And she works to impact the lives of families and underserved communities with the beauty of the arts and arts education. You may have even seen her speak out about The Power of a Dream, one of your favorite podcasts. And I'm really excited because, oh, here's another tidbit that's really, I have to ask her to do this. The only soprano that you'll ever meet who can hit a high C and an outside jumper. Wow. Wow, Roz, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the Vibe Living Podcast. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Oh, it's awesome to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so excited just to have the conversation. I love, you know, like you said, we continue to dream. We continue to evolve. This is what life is all about, is being that next and greatest and highest version of ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that you really do walk the walk and talk the talk, because it sounds like you went through some transition a little bit older in life. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, just to give you a backstory, I have always been a dreamer. So that's like the one thing. When I was younger, I grew up in a working class, middle class neighborhood in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I always dreamed of being on the stage. And as a result of that, I ended up turning 21 in Paris, singing with a classical choir, on track to have an international career as a classical soprano, came back to the States, got married. My second child was born with special needs. And so that changed the trajectory of my life. And I made the decision to support him and, you know, support my husband at the time. And I have a really gifted and talented daughter. And so that was the change in my trajectory. And over a 30-year period, the marriage just turned toxic. It was just dark and not good. And so after 30 years, I left. I made the decision to leave. I was homeless for 3 months. And then within a year's time, I returned to Paris. I hadn't been to Paris since I was 21. Wow. I returned to Paris to celebrate my 60th birthday. And what I tell everybody is I celebrated my birth and my rebirth.
Wow, I love that. You know, it's interesting because when you get to the 60s, in many ways, if you haven't already gone through that rebirthing process, because some people might do it earlier, You definitely begin to do it at 60. There's something liberating about the 6-0. At least that was my experience. And many of the women I talk to who are turning 60, they all say the same thing, that, well, you know, all bets are off, that they're going to do them, and they're going to do what they want to do. And that's fabulous. But we also have some other sisters out there who are struggling with the concept of, you know, pursuing their dreams and doing what it is that they really want to do. How do you work with women to help them identify their dream and then to pursue it?
Can you repeat the question? We kind of went out for a moment.
Sure. The question was, how do you work with women to pursue their dreams and to have the courage to actually go after their dreams?
Yeah. So I believe in creating. I do one-on-one coaching. And yet when we get started, I believe that we learn best in group settings so that we can support each other, that we can celebrate each other. So the first entry point into my world is a half-day virtual retreat. And I really help the women get reacquainted with their purpose, reacquainted with their passion, that thing that lights them up that so many times we put on the back burner. We put on the back burner for family and for community and for jobs and all of those things. And it's sometimes I'll have women say, oh, wow, I forgot that part. Mm-hmm. I forgot that part of me. And so it's really about the exploration and saying yes to yourself again, saying yes to your dreams again. And one of the interesting things about the process is for those who have given birth, that the beginning of birth is not comfortable. There's discomfort, you know, so we're having contractions and we're having pains and all of those things. And it's very similar in life, that sometimes you get some discontent, you're frustrated, you may manifest dis-ease in your body, and that is your mind, your body, and your spirit telling you, I need more, there's more to me. And so again, exploring that, not being afraid of the pain, and doing the work and, you know, coming literally like, you know, a doula coming alongside of you, breathing through it, coaching you through it, encouraging you through it. And then you get to the point that you're like, okay, let's push. Let's push my dream out into the world. Let's push my passion out into the world. Let's push my goodness out into the world.
What's the ideal person that you work with? What kinds of women have you been working with and been helping?
So I tend to work with high achieving women, women who have already accomplished a great deal. And yet like they've got all the bells and the whistles, the red bottoms, the C-suite, the, you know, the status, whatever. And like there's still that empty place. So helping them find more fulfillment. And a lot of times those women feel guilty because they have so much. It's like, how can I have so much and still want more? And it's because we're meant for more. We're meant to become the best and highest version of who we were created to be. And so even if we were on a different path, it doesn't mean that the path was wrong. It means that now it's time to do that next great, right thing for yourself.
You know, you mentioned something about the whole fear piece, and you kind of did this wonderful analogy about giving birth. And, you know, when we're giving birth, sometimes, especially maybe if it's your second time, you know that at the other end is going to be something great and fantastic. So sometimes it makes it maybe not easier, but you've got that wisdom and knowledge. But for someone who is pursuing a dream that they've always thought about, but never done because of the fear factor, how do they begin to move towards the idea of what's on the other side of that fear? How do you coach them through that? What kinds of things should they do?
You know, the first thing is it's always about being introspective. It's always about asking questions. Like, you know, Tony Robbins, he always says, ask better questions. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, well, why am I not doing this? Why don't I have this? You know, begin to do the exploration of what is the one thing that if I had all the time, all the freedom, what is the one thing that I would really want to do? So begin to ask yourself that question. And it's, even if we're in situations that we're not comfortable in or that we're, you know, we don't like, not looking for the answer or the blame outside, asking the question of what is my part in this? Mm-hmm. How did I get here? Not like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? Be curious. How did I get here? What part of me needed this in my life? And how do I move in a place that I don't need that anymore and I become something different? It's always about the exploration.
You know, sometimes I hear women that I work with, because, you know, I work with women who are having issues with their wellness, whether it's emotional wellness or physical wellness. And sometimes I hear them talking about that maybe it's just too late for them. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst ageist when it comes to the idea if it's just too late for me. What do you say to women who come to you with that kind of an opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think, and like you're talking about, like the whole wellness piece, like what I say all the time is that if it doesn't come out of your mouth, it's going to show up in your body. And so we are holding things in. And so, again, it begins with just speaking it, being okay with speaking it and saying, you know, not that I'm too old. Maybe the better question is, what can I start doing now? You know, what part of me, how do I incorporate that part of me back into my life? So like, say, you know, one of the examples I use is you wanted to be an Olympic skater. Okay, well, maybe you're not going to be an Olympic skater anymore. And yet what would happen if you got back on the ice? What would that feel like? What would that freedom feel like? What would that flow feel like? And that begins to open up creativity in us again, that getting centered and connecting with our soul, our spirit, that inner voice that is crying out to be lived. And so just getting back to those little things that bring you joy.
So behind the dream, there has to be some realism associated to that dream?
You know, I think there's a couple ways to look at it. Realism is a construct. Uh-huh. And realism is also subjective. So like I'm saying, you know, okay, I'm not going to go to the Olympics, and yet being on the ice. So for me, perfect example, I was on track to have an international career as a classical soprano. I let that go because I was in pediatric intensive care wards all the time. So that was not going to happen. So instead, I created a nonprofit modeled very much after Dance Theater of Harlem to help classically trained artists of color live their dreams. So I still was able to pour my passion into a project. And while it wasn't always me on the stage, I've been able to send artists out into the world who have had international careers. So I'm still connected with the artist in me. So it's that way of saying, at my core, I am an artist.
Yes.
At my core, I am a creative. And then you can move through that way.
So at your core, you are this. And within that this are so many different journeys you can take to fulfill that this. I understand that. I get that. You know, it's funny that you mentioned Dance Theater of Harlem, because I'm a classically trained ballet dancer and danced for many, many years and was in their summer program and, you know, spent some time there. And it's interesting because now, you know, I'm 67 and I stopped dancing publicly when I was about 61. Before that, I was performing all the way up to that point. And now I'm thinking, okay, I know I'm older. I haven't put on toe shoes since I was like 25. I ain't putting toe shoes on. That's not happening. But I still want to move. So within that dream, you know, within that this, I'm thinking about, okay, how can I still do the movement in ways that honor all my training and that present itself in a way where I'm not looking like a hot mess? But, you know, it seems like in order to do that, you have to let go of the fear of the hot mess. And I would imagine that's kind of where you come in.
Yes, absolutely. Embrace your hot mess. Without a doubt, embrace all of that. And like, even for you, like in your practice, because you are a wellness practitioner, if you began to incorporate movement into your practice, if you were able to help free some of your clients up through movement, and they're looking at you saying, oh my gosh, she still moves like that. And while I may not do that because I don't have the foundation, I want to move like that. I want the flow to come through me. And so again, it's creating that space, creating that inquiry, creating that conversation of how do I use my gift of movement to continue to serve and to continue to show up as my full and authentic self.
I love that. So I guess I would ask you then, because I think we kind of already know the answer, but I want to hear you say it. Why do our dreams matter?
I say all the time, our dreams are the roadmap to our destiny. If we stay tuned in and tapped into our dreams, it's always going to lead us to the path that we need to be on. Our dreams are pulling us into our greatness. They're pulling us into our joy. They're pulling us into our purpose. And so if you follow that path, if you follow that dream, you will always come to the right place. So like, for again, I can use you and I as an example. We're artists. We're creatives, and we've found a way to serve other people through our gift and through our calling that we open them up to the possibility of what could be. What could I be? What can I create? What is it that I can do that I haven't dared to do before? Now I have these women who dare to continue to show up as themselves. And they're giving me freedom and permission to do the same. So we are creating a space to allow the people that we serve to create that next iteration of themselves. And that creates a way, because we as women, going back to the birth, we are dreamers, we are birthers, we bring life into situations. And the more that we can bring other people into their gift, the better the world is going to be. Because we help create a better world.
I love that. You said basically we have all these different iterations that we are capable, that lie within us. But sometimes we need a little help in terms of pulling that out. And I know that you've worked with women, CC women or highly successful women. What do you have coming up that other people can participate in and find out more about you?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. So I do my virtual retreat once a month. So if anybody wants to have that, you know, that experience, it's a half day retreat with me. It's called Dreams to Destiny. And it really starts with, let's just get to what it is that you want to do, what is holding you back from doing it. And let's create the next three steps to make that happen. So that is something that is always available, you know, that I'm doing on a monthly basis. And then that kind of leads into other opportunities. And I have a new book coming out. So
fantastic. When does your book come out?
It comes out on Valentine's Day.
Of course. Absolutely. That's the reason why I want to make sure I aired this before. I didn't know that, but that was intuitively. I said, for some reason, I need to get this out before. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
But then again, I wouldn't be in business for 17 years if my intuition wasn't the main thing that leads me around by the nose. I tell you, because half the time I don't know. That's amazing. What's the name of the book?
The Shit in Between.
Yeah,
it's all about the messy middle. So it's literally my journey of how I went from homelessness to first class in Paris and on the French Riviera and all of the messy-ish in between.
In between. I love that, Roz. And for those of you who are interested in that and everything else that Roz is doing, take a look at the show page there and you'll see all of her social media links. And I hope that we will have the link to her book. If we don't have it now, I'm going to go back and make an addendum when it does come out so that you can definitely support Roz and get that book. I think it's going to be great. The Shit in Between. I love the title, first of all, because, you know, there is so much value in the valley. There really is. Or value in the shit.
So yes, absolutely.
That's where we get all of our key learnings, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's in the messy middle, you know, that part of point A to point B. And I think that that's one of the things that so many coaches don't share is they don't share the shit. You know, it's like, well, I was there and now I'm on the mountaintop. And yet, how did you get there? Because that's what everybody's asking. How do I get there?
You know,
but how do I get there?
I know. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I hear, you know, a lot of these God bless them coaches talking about, oh, you can earn six figures. And like, okay, yeah. But tell the rest of the story. How many years were you earning, like, you know, five figures?
Okay. Right.
That's the truth. And, you know, I do believe the truth sets you free. But not only that, it helps people to say, okay, is this what I really want to do? And if it is what I really want to do, then who am I going to get to help me do it? Because we all need some help along the way. You know, we can't just all do it by ourselves. And I believe that people like you, Roz, were created to help women like me that have dreams to kind of pull them out. So I'm so glad you came on here today to share all of your wonderful information. It's been wonderful having you here today.
Thank you. It's been my joy and my pleasure. And I just want to just take a quick moment just to honor you. And thank you for how you show up in the world. Thank you for creating this platform. Thank you for even like reaching out. We didn't know each other, and yet you knew intuitively that there was some value in us connecting. And women don't do that enough to celebrate each other, to support each other, and to have dialogue. So I want to honor you and thank you for this platform and for who you are and how you show up in the world.
Thank you, Roz. See, that's why she's so good at what she does, everybody. So you definitely got to click on those links, get to know her, follow on her social media. And I'm going to show up at that, one of your retreats. I would love to show up at one of those. Because see, here's my dream. And everybody said, "What? Why would you have a dream like that?" But it's my dream. I want to have Susan Taylor on my podcast. I have met her three times over a 20-something year period. And each time I've met her, she has remembered me. But I've been kind of shy about it. I think I've reached out a couple of times. And one time when I reached out, when she was on Twitter, she was at an event. And it was being podcast on C-SPAN. And I saw her on her phone. I said, let me send her a little message. And, I said, oh, she's not going to respond. And all of a sudden, I got a ding, ding. And it was her. But then after that, I was shy about reaching out. So I'm going to go to your thing so you can help me get a plan so I can get Susan Taylor on the podcast.
Done deal. And I actually do have a plan, you know, like a social media plan that fits into that whole idea. And just quickly, I know we're wrapping. My first interview ever was with Tony Robbins.
Like, I saw that.
My first podcast interview ever. And so I don't believe in beginner's luck. I believe because I didn't know what I was doing, you know, but I was just like, I'm putting it out here. And I spoke that I was going to become the female Tony Robbins. And literally on the same day, I got an email from his producer asking me to be on this show. And he didn't know me other than he started following me and then retweeting my stuff. And so we've spoken this. I affirm and stand in agreement with you on this, and I would be pleased to support you in that.
Fantastic. And Susan, if you're listening.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks so much, Roz, for being on the Vibe Living podcast. It's been wonderful to have your light here. And it's wonderful having all of your lights here. I know there are 50 million podcasts out there you could be listening to. So you taking the time to listen to mine means a lot. And thank you for helping me get to the top 10% of Apple Podcasts. But let's keep it going. Please like, share, subscribe, and comment on this podcast. Let me know also the kinds of topics that you would like to hear about, because I do aim to please. Thanks so much for listening to me, and have a fantastic and vibe day. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Vibe Living Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment, and share this podcast. Have a fantastic day, and don't forget to vibe. Bye-bye, everybody.